No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I almost forgot to give a shout-out, if you're watching on the tube, of you to the show, the shirt that I'm wearing. Throw the Bones shirt, baby. You can get them at CarrickerChronicles.com. Oh, and while we're on the topic, the Carriker Chronicles returns Sunday, August 25th at 6 p.m. Central Time. The first two shows. I'm going to talk right out the gate, ladies and gentlemen. Will Dylan Raiola live up to the hype? That's going to be the show that's coming out August 25th. Then I'm going to interview the greatest college football coach of all time. No disrespect, Nick Saban. No disrespect, Paul Bear Bryant, et cetera, Tom Osborne. Those are going to be the first two shows right out of the gate. All right, get all merch, everything else, 25, 26, actually, content providers now, CarrickerChronicles.com, and on the Tube of You YouTube, the Carriker Chronicles returns Sunday, August 25th, 6 p.m. Central Time. As always, you can check out everything, The Ticket, theticket.com, all social medias, all podcast platforms, TV, radio, it's every freaking where, ladies and gentlemen. And if you can't see the shirt, it's a throw the bone shirt. It is a year or two old. I should go to CarrickerChronicles.com and get another one. Hashtag cheap plug. All right, let's get into my top 15. All right, preseason poll. Now, I'm going to try to get to from 15 to 10 before this show is over. And actually, I started to do some research because, there's going to be 12 teams in the college football playoff, and one of them is going to be a non-Power 4 team. And so I've got a list of my top 6 Power 4 teams and actually my top 3. And the one team that I think will get in, and I'm not so sure that it's going to be Liberty, but we'll see. That may actually have to wait for Friday as well. And I do want to apologize. I have neglected our text line, 402-464-5685. I want to get back into shouting anybody out who wants to text 402-464-5685, sending questions, thoughts, concerns, or otherwise. The show is always so loaded, but that's not an excuse, and I accept responsibility. So, Tiger Shark Diver, by the way, sends in a lot of comments, and I appreciate that. Says Dion Subprime. Great comment. The Conservative Husker says Nebraska hasn't been good. Oh, wow, I should have read that before, but that's okay. Nebraska hasn't been good enough for a true rivalry anywhere. Soon, though. All right, I'm glad I read the whole comment. And Rick James Enterprise says, LOL, Subprime. Apparently, he liked that comment as well. All right, my 15th ranked team in the country coming into the preseason is Oklahoma. They lost their entire offensive line. They lost their quarterback. Oh, my goodness. I actually really like Oklahoma. But why aren't they in the top 10? Okay, Brent Venables enters year 3 and made a nice jump last year with 10 wins. Going to the SEC, the defense has veteran talent everywhere, honestly. I think the defense can be better even than they were a year ago, and it needs to be better, honestly, than they were a year ago. It gave up far too many big plays last year. Jackson Arnold. All right, this is a young quarterback with a bright, bright future. I know everyone in Nebraska wants to talk about Dylan Raiola for obvious reasons, but Jackson Arnold is a guy who could find himself in New York at some point over the next couple, 3 years. He had five turnovers in their bowl game loss to Arizona in the Alamo Bowl, which is why they lost, but he was also a true freshman making his first start, and he clearly wasn't ready. But he had to because Dylan Gabriel had already transferred to Oregon. Let's change that transfer portal date, but that's a topic for another day. He's going to take over a quarterback as Jackson Arnold, but similar to Kansas State, we have to start trusting these programs. I believe Arnold, because he can run, he can throw, he's got all the tools, he's just got to actually do it on the field. Okay, now here's the Sooners' biggest issue, and this is why they're not higher on the list. Okay, because I think they can be a lot better than they were last year. Their schedule is brutal.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I mean, it's like when Nebraska first joined the Big Ten and the Big Ten said, hey, you're going to play Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State. You're going to play the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. You're not coming in here and winning right away. All right. So here's their schedule. Tennessee, top 15. Texas, top 5. Ole Miss, top 5. Missouri, top 10. Alabama, top 10. LSU, top 15. Six teams in the top 15. Four in the top 10. And Texas, and actually two in the top 5 with Texas and Ole Miss. Schedule does them no favors, but I still think they can be pretty good if they can protect a young quarterback and they can replace, you know, pretty much the whole O-line, which won't be easy to do. USC, I got them at 14. They're going to score points. And actually, their defense might be better. They flat out stole Danton Lynn, UCLA, their defensive coordinator. It still cracks me up. Like, they literally said, hey, you're our biggest rival. You live in the same city as us, and we're going to smack you in the face and kick you between the legs, and we're going to take your D coordinator. I mean, my goodness, that had to hurt. And also, UCLA lost their head coach. The Trojans should be better on defense because of Dan Tomlin. He's a good defensive coordinator. UCLA actually wasn't half bad on defense, and they were getting better. Okay, they also brought in Matt Entz and Eric Henderson to help coach the defense. They were awful, as we know, on defense last year. If they did tackling drills at all in their practices, it didn't show. Okay, but it wasn't just the players' fault. They were not well coached. If I would watch them and be like, what are they doing? Like, what in the world? Is that cover two or is that cover zero? And those are two coverages that are very, very different, and they shouldn't look that similar, if I'm being honest with you. I'm not a coverage expert, but that just shows you how obviously bad it was. Okay, they're going to be able to score. I think they're going to be better on defense. All right, so I got them number 14. All right, number 13. This is going to be where we stop. Because I'm going to leave the top 12 for Friday, because basically that'll be my top 12 college football playoff teams. Now, it's not the seeding. It's not the seeding. Because I'll tell you right now, I don't have Florida State winning the ACC. I have them 13th here. The team that's going to win the ACC, I have them 12th. But if they win the ACC, they're a top seed. So I'm just going through top 12 best teams. And I probably will discuss just a little bit the group of five teams, because unlike most people, they actually do interest me. I like Cinderella. I like upsets. Boise, Oklahoma, Utah, Pittsburgh, although that wasn't close and that wasn't really Cinderella, but Tulane versus USC. If you have any idea what I'm talking about from bowl games over the years. Hey, the Georgia Hawaiis, that's going to happen every once in a while. Again, if you know what I'm talking about, you're a true college football fan, because I'm going very topical because I got to go fast. But here's Florida State. I love Mike Norvell. I think Florida State's going to be good, but they lost a lot, which is why I don't have them winning the ACC. And I've already put Clemson on this list. I think around 19th I had them. So it ain't Clemson. It ain't Florida State. Tune in Friday, my next live show. I'll be talking wrestling with DP tomorrow to see who I have winning the ACC. All right, Florida State is replacing a lot from the team that was undefeated and left out of the playoffs. Now it continued to hit the transfer portal hard, just like it did a year ago in the offseason. This team should be good. It just has to replace so much. And how well is it going to gel? I don't know. I really don't. Okay. I think we need to start believing in Mike Norvell and what he's building. I think most people do. But can he do it year after year after year is my question. Okay. The true test is whether the Seminoles can stay at a top 10 level type team. And I'm not sure that they can. That's why I have them at 13th. They have a lot of talent, but they have so much new, which is why I've got them at 13th, and I've actually got them finishing second in the ACC. We will have an here's the final teaser, and I got to get out. We will have an ACC championship game that the ACC has dreamed of, okay, since Miami joined this conference about 20 years ago. There was a point in time where Miami and Florida State, for about 3 or 4 years, the first few years they joined the ACC, played the first game of the year, Memorial Day night, and then they quit doing that. But they did it because they were anticipating a yearly rematch almost a year after year in the ACC championship game, and they wanted space between the two games. It just didn't come to fruition. I just gave away my pick for Friday for winning the ACC, but that's okay. I think Miami is going to be pretty good this year. All right, there's a little teaser for Friday. My top 12 teams on Friday, also my top 6 group of 5 teams. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a glorious Monday. Until then. And also tune in tomorrow to talk a little pro wrestling with DP. Until then, go Big Red, and always remember, it's going to burn. But.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.